Wind Power in Denmark. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Denmark has been a world leader in wind power for a long time. Its wind energy policy had its origins in the 1970s oil crises. The country first embraced nuclear power, but abandoned it in the 1980s based on public opposition. The country of 5.6 million people has set a goal of generating 50% of its power from clean energy sources by 2020 and aims to be completely fossil-free by 2050. These goals are ambitious, but Denmark is well on its way to achieving them. The country recently announced that it generated 39.1% of its energy from wind in 2014. Denmark has over 5,200 wind turbines in operation, with about 25% of those offshore. It has more than doubled its wind power capacity over the past 10 years. It is not surprising that Denmark has dubbed itself the world's wind power hub. Coal has long been the backbone of Denmark's energy infrastructure, but it is slowly being phased out. Estimates are that less than 30% of its energy needs will come from coal by 2020. Denmark is a small country, and its march toward being carbon-free isn't going to stop global warming. However, it is one of the first places in the world where the effects of heavy reliance on intermittent clean energy sources can be studied in detail. It is also a convincing demonstration that long-term energy planning can pay off not only with a more secure energy policy, but with added economic growth as well. Oil is cheap at the moment, but while many countries may struggle when oil prices inevitably go up again, Denmark will be secure. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.